by the power of the Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I've got it.
Tonight, won't you just lift your hands and worship God?
I can't explain it, but I got it. When the day of pity comes, that sun they were in the upper room with one accord, gathered together 120, received the power God promised to them. The Holy Ghost fell on each one as the Spirit gave them a great sacred tongue. Well, in the pity, they from everywhere. Couldn't understand what was happening up there above. He all stood in the midst of the crowd. Heard with the voice of him who ran out and said, "This is that spoken by the Father John. In the late days, I've been out for the Lord for me. And I'll stop for you. Have a child of God who wants to go through. I've got it. I've got it. Hallelujah.
House had come, they were in the upper room with one accord. Gathered together 120 to receive the power God promised to them. Holy Ghost fell on each one as Spirit gave us a speaking tongue. There in that city, from everywhere, they couldn't understand what happened up there. Peter stood in the midst of the crowd, spoke with a voice that's clear out loud, said, "This is that spoken by the prophet John in the last day by Spirit out of the Pope. Not for me, but also you and Charlie, God, that wants to go through. I've got it. Talking about the power of the Holy Ghost. I can't explain it, but I've got it.
To make an end of sin and to make a reconciliation for iniquity and to bring into everlasting righteousness, to seal up the vision and the prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandments to the restoring to the build Jerusalem and unto the Messiah the Prince shall be 7 weeks, 62 weeks. And the street shall be built again, and the walls even in troublesome times. And after 62 weeks shall Messiah be cut off, but not for himself, and the people of the prince of the city and the prince shall come and shall destroy the city and the sanctuary, and the end thereof shall be with a flood. And the end thereof shall be with a flood. And the end thereof shall be with a flood. Daniel 11. Let me read some there. 11 and 21. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flattery, and with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown from before him and shall be broken, yea, also the prince of the covenant, amen, and with the arms of a flood shall they be overflown. Amen. Let's go to the book of Matthew. Read some there. Chapter 7. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doth them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rains descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Amen. And great was the fall of it. Amen. I'm going to talk to you for a while. The Lord will help us. We'll preach to you. Amen. On the flood of the end time. The flood of the end time. Amen. You see, there's a lot of things about a flood that are very peculiar. Number one, a flood comes fast. Flood means more than we can handle, brother. That's what the word flood means. It means more than what the river can handle. Amen. So, when we're talking about a flood in the last day, we're talking about something more than the world can handle. You know anybody can handle the situation in this world now? It's more than any man can handle, brother. You see, a flood, when it comes, amen, it changes things. Has there not been a flood? Has there not been a great change since you boys started the camp meeting years ago? It's almost changed till you're not in the same world you're in. Amen, that's right. Floods, amen, they come with great destructive force. Not only they change things, but they leave things in a mess. I mean a mess. Amen, they leave behind filth. They leave behind disease. They leave behind death. They leave behind destruction. Floods. Amen, we're in a flood, brother. If there's ever been a flood, we're in a flood now. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming to my soul. I seek in the deep mire where there's no standing. I am coming to deep water where the floods overflow me. There's a lot of people in this hour. The floods have overflown. Psalms 93 and verse 3. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. But the Lord is on high, is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Wholeness become thy house, O Lord, forever. The voice has the floods have a voice, and they have lifted up their voice. Amen. The church has been faced now with some of the greatest forces that we've ever faced with before. Amen. That's right. It's a popular opinion among the world to plainly state that you do not believe in religion or a God any place. It is the thing that is taught most in college. Amen. In so-called science, there's nothing to this book and nothing to a God. Amen. If that's not a flood of ungodliness, I never heard of it. Amen.
Yes, sir, the Bible said, the floods of ungodly men have made me afraid. I don't know how you feel about the situation of the world. Amen, but we face so many things. Amen, it may not bring terror to our soul salvation, but the thing about it, Brother Alan Childers, amen, it brings terror to our lives when we look and see what's happened to our friends around us. Amen, see those that's been carried away by the flood. Amen? Yes, sir, brother, floods. Amen. Floods that have brought great destruction. The Bible tells us, as in the day of Noah, they knew not until the flood came and taken them all away. Amen. Young people, you're living in a day and time where the flood of sin will take you away. Amen. I feel like the Lord's going to help me preach here tonight. I like to get my feet on a solid rock here before we try to run too far. Amen. Yes, sir. Have you noticed? Do you understand that the flood has now hit us, brother? The floods of lies, the floods of false doctrine, the floods of evil press, amen, intending on destroying not only the church, amen, but the entire world. Amen. That's right, brother. We have had such a flood of immorality. Amen. It's almost unpleasant to a preacher to approach a congregation anymore and talk about what's happening and the flood that's taken place. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, God. Amen. A few years ago, we talked about a few homosexuals. But now they tell us now that the flood has gone into the 10 million and possibly 20 million. Oh, brother, that's enough to bring destruction alone by itself. Amen. The floods of ungodly men now have made me afraid. Oh, Lord. Amen. The floods of lust that have swept through. Great God. Amen. Yes, sir. Let me give you this as we're going along here. As some of you may have noticed, the report in the moral majority. The FBI gave this report. They said they found one man that had molested, amen, 5,000 young boys. Think of it a minute. Amen. They found another man who was 55 years old, and he had molested a great number. They found one oil executive. Amen. The FBI gave this report. And they said that he had, for the last 30 years, molested one boy every day for the last 30 years. Amen. Oh, God. Oh, God. And with the flood shall the end be. Amen. Brother, amen. Flood means a force that we cannot handle. Amen. Oh, God, such violence in the land. Amen. U.S. News and World Report ran an article a few months back. Crime has reached an all-time high mark. It plainly stated that the police, with its 17,000 units in America, with 440,000 men, were not even making a dent in crime. Amen. To tell us that crime now in the inner city and cities like New York and Chicago, that young boys and girls do not want an education because they can reap more money off the street with crime than a doctor can make in his office or a lawyer can in his practice. Amen. Church, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to talk to you tonight. Amen, we've been playing, amen, along the shorelines of this thing. And the flood has come. Amen, we watched it sweep away church after church with its liberalism and its worldliness and its ungodliness. And we are not lifting our voices loud enough. Amen, I want to tell you something. We cannot win this war if we do not fight the battles. Amen, preachers. We've got to have a heart to fight the battles. Amen. Preacher, you'll never win the battle against worldliness and lust and ungodliness in this world. Amen. That's right, unless you fight every battle that comes your way. Amen. The devil will challenge you, Lindsay Savage, every day. Amen. That's right. But I want to tell you something. We're going to win this war, Brother Lee, because we fight the battles. Amen. Glory to God. Brother Paul got up here and wanted to preach it all before I got here, you know. Amen. Yes, sir, but I want to tell you something. There's more behind that and just the scissors and just, amen, that fancy look about that young man. Amen, that look of Hollywood. There's more behind that. What's behind it, brother, is that flood of ungodliness. Oh, Lord. Amen. We've had several floods at the church back home. Hey, bam, I've stood there on the banks and watched the waters rise. Just a few weeks back, we had Brother Bill Addis down there. His preacher, Brother Mike, actually left us and had his camper over where some, a lot of you fellas have parked your camper, Brother Snipe. Amen. Brother, it wasn't. I think the water was rising something about like a foot and a half per hour, something like that. Looked out there, and the ground was dry. They stood around a few minutes, and they almost lost his trailer before they can get out. Amen. Some of you are sitting there tonight. Amen. You think it's an aisle around you? Amen. If you're not very careful, you'll lose your entire family. Amen. Because the flood is rising faster. It's rising faster than what you can see. Yes, God. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. I come for a burden. Amen. I come to carry a load with you. I come, amen, to help some of you young people find the right course of life. Amen. As some of you and us older can pray through and get some fire and determination. Number one, I have determined. We have no need of further doctrine except this book here. You hear me? No other book, amen. We need no other doctrine, but the doctrine of this book is sufficient. No other book of prophecy, whether it be Mormonism, whether it be Jehovah's literature, or some of you liberals writing, amen, and taking the word of God and making it a none effect. Brother, this thing is powerful. It's sharper. Amen. The only thing that's holding back the flood, amen, is the power of the gospel. Amen. Yes, sir, brother. Yes, sir, we'd be swept away tonight if it wasn't for the power of this written gospel, brother. Amen. I read about the old engineer that built the wall down at Galveston, Texas, after they'd had so many floods and hurricanes and tore that town up, and for the thousands that had drowned it. They called him and he built a wall there. Amen. He said, I'll build this wall, it'll stand. Amen. So after he built his wall, they called him to Oregon to build a railroad through those mountains. One day, he got a call and a telegraph. They came and prayed to almost read it to him. They read it to him. And they said, the wall has fallen. He said, it's a black lie. It's a black lie. The wall hadn't fallen. I built it to stand. Amen. He went on back to work a-grinning because he knew he built the wall to stand. Have you built a wall to stand against a flood? Glory to God. Amen. When I started out this thing, I started to build a wall and stand. Amen. I wouldn't want to build for just a week or to draw a crowd. Amen. But brother, I want to build a wall to stand when the flood comes. Glory. Amen. Thank be unto God for godly men. Amen. Brother Allen, I don't think that a day goes by, but what I don't think of Brother Wilson, something he said to me, something he preached to me. Praise God. Amen, church. God has built us a wall that'll stand against a flood of sin. Hallelujah. Amen, but don't you weaken that wall. You hear me? Don't you weaken that wall. Amen. Don't you weaken that wall. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God for a wall that'll stand against a flood. Amen. When the waves roar and the voice of the flood lift your voices up. Amen. And say, amen, I'm going to ground you. Amen. Yes, sir. Every devil out of hell's already told you that. But he had never put his flood waters at our feet because the wind of the Spirit has dried up the waters and let the children of God walk through on dry ground. Would you lift your hands and thank God for the wind of God that blow wind tonight. Blow! Hallelujah. Amen. Flood means something that drowns the best of swimmers. Amen. I've watched a lot of preachers get into the water, try to swim out. Amen, but they never swim out. They drown. You hear me? The flood means something. Amen, that flesh cannot overcome. Amen. Amen. Flood means something. We need something more powerful than flesh and blood. Amen. Sinew and bone. Brains. We need divine wisdom. We need divine power. We need heaven and not Congress. Amen. We need heaven. Amen. And not the army. It's a fearful thing, brother. Listen, ladies. Amen. If you don't think you're living in a flood in the state of New York, only one out of every 200 serious crime are ever put in prison. Think about it for a minute. Amen. Only one out of every 600 rapists ever go to jail. Amen. You hear what I'm saying? The devil has given legality to molest you women. Amen. Amen. Holy. Glory! Glory! Now, some of you preachers do better than this, and I can, but I'm doing my best to do it now. Hey! I've seen too many floods. I've watched it wash away too many and destroy too much now. Amen. To not tell you tonight that I feel of God. Amen. That tonight, amen, is the night. And this cake meeting is a time that God wants to fill you with his power to withstand the evil forces. Preachers, we need it. My God, how I need it. My God, how I need it. My God, how you need it. We need the power of God to stand against the evil forces. Amen. There's no limit to what Satan will do. You hear me? There's no limit to what Satan will do. Amen. Water comes sudden and without notice. It comes, brother, with destructive force. It comes sweeping away everything that's before it. Amen. It comes cold and unfeeling. It's never satisfied. Amen. It is one of the most potent forces of all the forces, amen, of nature. God talks about the flood. Amen. Here's what it is. Amen. The behavior of water. The force of water increases at the square of velocity. Or the force of the river is 4 times greater at 10 miles an hour than it is at 5 miles an hour, and 16 times greater at 20 miles an hour than it is at 10 miles an hour. Can you understand that? Amen. And so we've had, amen, a rapid growth of force of sin and ungodliness. I can tell the difference from year after year as we go across the country and preach. I can tell it takes more prayer and more fastened to make any dent whatsoever on us, on us, on us, on us. I'm not talking about the world, but on us, brother. Amen. It seems like we got to have more fire to even warm up our cold hearts. Amen. More food to supply our hunger. Amen. You see what's happening? Amen. Sin has abounded, and the love of us, brother, is a waxing cold. Our fellowship is not as warm as it used to be. Our love for our family is not as great as it used to be. Amen. Oh, God, help me. Yes, God. I want to make a statement here. Amen. I believe all the revival that God, amen, will give, we can have. He'll take care of it, won't it? Amen. I believe He's got enough power to give us what, amen, is necessary. Amen. And our limitation of God is by our thoughts. Amen. Yes, sir, brother. God is all powerful to stand even in a flood. Amen. Woo! Glory! Hell no, don't look at me strange. I'm not a latter day. I'm just a up to day. Amen. Trying to get everything I can today, Brother Lee. Glory! Amen. Yes, sir. I noticed over in the Old Testament where He blessed one of His boys with a blessing, brother, where He took from the enemy. Hallelujah. And the blessing that you get this hour will be a blessing, brother, that we take from the enemy. Hallelujah. Floods, amen. Yes, sir. Floods, floods. There's a whole lot of things here. Let me go back and get just a few things before we go too much farther. Let me give you what a typical high school is like now. What it takes for a typical high school to have some type of control. Number one, that high school has to have one full-time policeman. Has to have three or four full-time civilian security guards. It has to have 15 paraprofessional, amen, aides of security. Amen. Think about that for a while. Glory. Think about it for just a minute. And that'll tell you the condition we're in, brother. Amen. But it's old corn to us. It's old beans. Amen. We're like we were down at Richlands. We built beside the river and it didn't flood for a long time. But one day in 1957, we looked out and we didn't have no windows. Amen. The water rose up to the top of the windows. Well, that's just a one-time affair, Brother Lee. We clean it up. Amen. I believe it was 59, and here it come again. Amen. We cleaned it up and went back in. Here come the 60s, and I came to the 70s, and here they come on. I tell you, wised up, we built and got out of there. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Some of you have been flooded and flooded and flooded and flooded and flooded and flooded. Backslid and backslid and backslid. You stayed too close, amen, to the world. The flood come and took you away. Amen. Why don't you get away from the world? Why don't you get away from sin? Why don't you build on a solid ground? Why don't you run to the mountaintop? Amen. One other thing about the flood. Amen. Let me give you this. An inch of rainfall descending 1,000 feet, amen, covering 1 acre of land, has a potential force of 60,000 tons of TNT. That's more than the force of the bomb that we dropped on Japan. Amen. God's telling us we're facing forces like we never faced before. Why ain't you fellas camping out there? You know why? Flood's against you. Amen. Why ain't we doing what we want to do at this campground? Flood's against us. Flood's against us. Amen. Flood's all around. Amen. Flood waters are here. Let me go just a little bit farther. You see, we got some dams that holds back great weights. When you figure out that a gallon of water weighs 8.5 pounds. Amen. And the Hoover Dam is holding back 10.5 trillion gallons of water. Amen. Mother, I wonder how much, amen, your prayer life is holding back. Amen. Amen. Come on here. I wonder how many gallons and how many pounds and how many tons of evil the gospel message that come from your lips have held back. Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God, brother. Hey, man, you know the reason why we don't shout like we used to? I live as good as I ever did. In fact, I live better. Hey, man, take it what you think about it. Hey, man. I ain't a shouting as much, amen, but I'm a holding back more.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel like I got more of the Holy Ghost than ever did have. Hallelujah. Church. Come on, church. Come on, church. We are doing something this hour. Let me tell you something, boy. Let me tell you something, girl. You'd already been hell right tonight. Amen. You'd been burning and sizzling to hell like a worm. Amen. Yes, sir. You'd have been a gnashing on teeth, except one thing. There's some prayer that was holding back the kennels of fire burning up on you. Oh, God. Oh, God. You better be thankful there's been a wall built. But I'll tell you something. Amen. Those waters keep on backing up against that. And after a while, them waters are going to pour over on you. You hear me? And they're going to drown you in perdition. And they're going to drown you in destruction. The flood waters are building back up, brother. God knew it was. He has allowed it to. Amen. Yes, sir. To bring an end of it. Glory to God. You talking about floods. You ain't seen nothing. You haven't seen nothing to see it. What's going to take the place, brother? Amen. You haven't heard of trouble like you're going to hear of it. Amen. You haven't saw weeping like you're going to see. You hear me? Amen. You've never saw nothing like you're going to see pretty soon, brother. I'm telling you, there's a flood coming. Amen. That flood's going to wipe you away. It's going to take you away. Lift your hand, church, and pray for me for a minute.
Let's go and get one little flood. One little flood. Let's get one little flood. Let's look at one little flood. 18 and 89. Not too far from here, boys. Amen. Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Amen. An earthen dam there. Holding back 5 billion gallons of water. Amen. It's an earthen dam. It's been built between two ridges. They've gone down to the solid rock. And there that earthen dam stands. But behind it is 5 billion gallons of water. Below it lies Johnstown. and 30,000 people. It starts raining. And all of a sudden the water trickles over. Makes a little bit of cut. Amen. Some of you here tonight, the water's trickled over. And already made a cut. Already made a cut. Amen. A man starts riding down through the valley. The dam will give away. Get out of here. Nobody pays heed. Amen. But pretty soon, all of a sudden, that flood breaks. And when it breaks, you know what it does? It goes down to the rock and it scrapes the cap rock of the earth. It gets the natural soil and picks it up and throws it in front of it. It reaches up on the sides of the hill and swipes away all the vegetation. Grabs it into its big arms and down through the valley it goes. Amen. It runs on down just a few feet, a few yards, and it runs into a railroad. There's 33 big locomotives there. Each one of them are weighing 170,625 pounds. 33 of them. Sitting on a yard, amen, there's 315 freight cars sitting there. As that flood comes down, you know what it does? It picks up that up and 18 more passenger cars and on down through the valley. Not only now do they have a flood, but they have a fire. Those locomotives sets on fire all that debris. And on down through the valley come. I'm going to tell you the fire, the flood now has fire in it. This flood tonight has the vengeance of God in it. Oh, God. Amen. Now they hear the noise. They see the smoke. They feel the rumble of the earth. And they know for certain the flood's there. Amen. That they start up the steep sides of the wall. Amen. The families as many as 10 in them. Mother and father. Mother get on one end, dad on the other. And join them hand to hand and start running. But the flood catches them, Brother Lee Strickler, and they never make it to safety. Down through there it comes and sweeps away everything in front of it. Nothing stands till it glances against the side of the mountain with a force. And bounces off and comes back across and hits a railroad trestle and a railroad bridge built out of stone. And the debris stops there. Though it's mounted up now, there's about 50 feet of water and debris burning. Rosa Clark is called into that flood. She screamed for somebody to come and help her. A young man standing on the banks dives in, walks through the debris and comes over where Rosa Clark sat and tries to pull her out. She's in waist-deep water but can't get out. He dives down and sees what's holding her. He comes back up and gets a knife and dives back down. Amen. He loses Rosa Clark and up comes Rosa Clark free. But to her ankle is a man's big hand gripped around. Amen. Where that young man went down and cut his hand off. Amen. That was a hole in her. Some of you are in a flood tonight. Amen. Death grip's got a hold of you. Oh, God, you can't get out of the flood. It's got you. It's got you. You can't get out of it. You're powerless to get out of it. It's a hold in you. You can't get out of it. Let me read something to you. Amen. When that flood was over, there was 2,209 people that lost their lives. 565 children without mother or father. 500. Amen. As I go across this country, I go into congregations and I see children, after child, after boy or girl, that don't have mother or father any longer helping them. Amen. There was 90 families completely wiped out. 90 families without a survivor of one. Oh, God. We was talking to Brother Lindsay. Amen. About in our part of the country. Amen. Those that's been swept away in the last couple years. Oh, God. We sit here feeling secure tonight. Amen. But I want to tell you, the flood's not over yet. The flood's not over yet, brother. No, sir. And what I'm going to tell you tonight, I'll tell you what I feel like God would have me to tell you. You're not going to make it in this hour unless you pray through and get the power of God in your life. You hear me? Hey, man, you're not going to make it through, young people, unless you completely sanctify your life. Hey! You're not going through. No, sir. I've watched too many try to make it through and haven't been able to make it through. And you're not going to make it through, brother. Amen. Yes, sir, brother. The only safety that we have tonight is the power of the Holy Ghost in our lives. You hear me? Amen. This thing is not an extra added attraction. This is a necessity and a must, brother, that we be filled with the power of God. Amen. Not filled 30 years ago, but filled with the power of God tonight. Amen. Amen. I had one message to preach to you when I come here. And the essence of it, if I don't get to preach it, is the need of this Cape meeting and us that being filled with the power of God. Amen. Standing time now is if you got the power of God. Hey! Help me here for a while. Glory to God. Hey, Lord, have mercy. When the enemy comes in like a flood, and the enemy has come like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard. Hallelujah! Amen. The Spirit of the Lord means when it lifts up the banner, it means it lifts up the battle charge. Amen. And we've been waiting on the battle charge. Yes, sir, brother, I've been waiting on it. Have you? Amen. The Spirit of the Lord lifting up that banner. Amen. Telling this church here tonight and this group of people here tonight, all other churches have won the victory and you can't deny it. Amen. If you'll have the power of God in your heart and in your life. Amen. I want to know one thing when I come in this pulpit, and I want to know one thing when I go out. Will God help me? Amen. Will God help me? That's what I want to know. Will God help me? Amen, boys. I see. Amen. Now you think I've just come this far to stop. I didn't come this far to stop now. Come on, let's go. Let's go. Amen. Yes, sir. Glory to God. Amen. I want to know that God will help me. I've got a sister stays in trouble all the time because she won't stay sanctified. You hear me? Amen. Glory, all the time in trouble. Amen, Brother Don Hell, it breaks my heart. Tears me all to pieces. Amen, tears dead all to pieces. Amen, but she won't stay sanctified. Glory to God. Feel like, brother, she can get by just a little bit shortcut here and there, and she can't do it. Neither can you. Neither can I. Well, hey, boys, let me tell you something. Hey, man, we've been preaching good sermons to you. You know what? These brethren have been preaching good sermons. But we're wanting something out of you tonight. Hey, man, we're wanting something out of you. Hey, man, we're wanting you and you and you and you. Hey, man, one more time to come back. Hey, man, and pray through at an altar. Hey, man, come together until God pours out His Spirit. And the fire of God falls, and the power of God falls, and the enemy's turned back, and the victory is ours. Because the flood is here, we're not here to give up. We're here to charge. We're here to win. We're here to fight. We're here to shout. We're here to rescue souls. But we're not going to do it unless the power of God. I mean the power of God, not flesh, you hear me? Amen. Not some excitement we have, but the power of God, the power of heaven, the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Yes, sir. Goose pimples are good, but we need the power of God. I mean the power of God. I mean the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm working and I... Lift your hands. Lift your hands. What are you looking at, Brother Hap? I seen another soul float by. I saw another preacher drowned. Oh, there went a whole congregation. Oh, there went a whole fellowship. There they go. Look like they're awful happy until they get up to that destruction there. Why, they look like they got their hands in the air there, shouting a little bit. Wait just a minute. It's all terror now. It's all shame. It's all destruction. Amen. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Did you ever look in that blood? See some of yours? Turn, don't want to look. Amen. I've got to sort of try to look, but that blood there. That's old boy. Me and him started preaching together. Amen. Oh, God. Amen. Great God, brethren. We're in deep trouble. We're in deep trouble. Amen. I mean, we're in deep trouble, boys. Amen. We've tried to do this thing a lot of other ways. We ain't getting done. No, sir. Amen. No. We got to get back to it, boys. We got to get back to it. Oh, God. Send the power, Lord. Send the power just now. Send the power just now. Baptize us, everyone. Oh, let it fall. Let it fall on me, Lord. Let it fall. Let it fall. Would you lift your hands and ask God to let it fall? Amen. Let it fall. Let it fall on me, Lord. Let the power of God fall. Let the Holy Ghost fall. Oh, lift up a standard. Lift up a standard, heaven. Come down, rent the heavens, Lord. Come down and visit us. Rent the heavens, Lord. Oh, God, come down. Come down and walk among us. Come down and sanctify yourself among us. Come down and sanctify us. Come down to thy Lord. Oh, God. Amen. How many wants to see the power of God fall on this campground? How many? We'll seek God until God's power falls in these altars, falls in these pews, falls in this pulpit, falls back at the door, falls all around. Hallelujah! Glory! Oh, stand your feet, stand your feet. Lift your hand. Ask God to help us. Boys, I only know one way to make an altar service, and that's if you're hungry enough. If you ain't hungry enough, I can get you up here, you go back as empty as a jug. If you can't see the need of it, just keep your seat. Just keep your seat. Hey, man, but I tell you what, I believe deep down inside your heart, you feel what I feel. And I know these preachers see what I see. Hey, man, Paul Marquis. We've got to have something, boy. Lindsay, I fought enough battles. I don't want to fight anymore. But I'm going to fight harder. But Shepherd, it's been a long time since I saw you.
But I've been trying to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Glory. I'd like to see the hand of every young person below 20 years old. I'd like to enlist in this fight tonight and be filled with the power of God. Could I just see you lift up your hand? Amen. Amen. One, two, hold them up there. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Amen. Could I see those 14 hands, 15 hands, 16 hands? Could I see you hit this altar? Could I see you hit this altar? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Children, children, get a hold of God for you, yourselves. Amen. Your generation, get a hold of God. Amen. I'd like to see the hands of those mothers and fathers that have young people in this hour. You know, fights, battles. Could I see you raise your hand? Glory to God. Amen. When we make this altar service, would you pray that God's power would fall upon them? Amen. Oh, there's some sinner people here in this congregation tonight. You're drowning, you're drowning, you're drowning. You're drowned unless somebody comes down and cuts the world off of you. You're not coming out. You know it. You're not coming out. Amen. Except some godly person rescue you. Pull you out of the fire. Hating the garments that are spotted with flesh. Your name tonight may be Susie. Amen. But it could well have been Rosa Clark. Amen. That somebody drove in and pulled you out. Won't you come tonight? Won't you come, sinner friend? Amen. Church, does somebody stand beside you that you see that's lost? Would you turn around and pull them out? Oh, come. Amen. Come right now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on you. We're waiting on you. We understand it's a flood. We understand that you're trapped. But we understand if you don't get out, the fire's going to burn you. Amen. We understand if somebody don't pull them out, brother. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. I rebuke the powers of darkness here tonight. I rebuke that indifferent spirit that's within us and all around us. Oh, God, we can't shake ourselves, amen, to have a revival. We can't shake ourselves and not to believe God. Amen, we're helplessly, amen, in this flood and don't understand it. My God, my God, my God, come on. My God, do something. My God, break through. Get a hold of God. Amen.